sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. We don't often have much rap music as part of Song of the Soul, so it's about time, and I think I found a perfect guest for my show, Colby Jeffers. Colby is all about making a better world, as evident from the title of his book, Building a Better World, Five Pillars for Transforming Yourself and Humanity. He's also released 9 recordings over the past 13 years and done numerous concerts across the lower 48 states. He is Baha'i and draws on inspiration and motivation of the religion on top of his personal experience to craft rap songs as part of his Better World project. We had lots of help from Andrew Jansen on today's show. Colby is so inspiring that we went way over 55 minutes on today's show, so find the full uncut interview with a bonus 30 minutes, including an extra song, on northernspiritradio.org. Colby Jeffers joins us via Zoom from Phoenix, Arizona. Colby, it's great to have you here today for Song of the Soul.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Mark. Really pumped.
And you're pumped, especially it's delayed by an hour and a half because you got some sickness and such in the family.
Yeah, nothing too bad. The kids, all three of my kids seem to pick up some kind of bug this weekend. Just the sniffles and low energy. So they're just kind of relaxing today. So yeah, I was with them this afternoon. So we had to postpone shortly, but we got it all figured out and I'm here. So hey, I'm excited.
What are their ages again?
My oldest, Noble, is 8, and my second son, Justice, is 5, and then our youngest, presently, is 2. His name is Cyrus, and then we have one more coming in any day now. The due date's September 19th, so we're within 2 to 3 weeks of the due date, so yeah, any time now.
Now, give me those names again. Noble,
Justice, and Cyrus.
So one of the songs you're going to share today is called Justice. Is it named after your son?
Partially, yes. My fifth album I wrote is called Created Noble, and it was inspired by essentially being a dad and my son, Noble. And there's this teaching in the Baha'i faith that talks about how humans are all created noble, but that we have to arise to our noble nature. It takes effort. And so it kind of explores being a dad, but also the overall theme of just human nobility and spirituality. And how can we strive to kind of implement that in our lives? So then, of course, you know, when I had a second son, I'm like, well, I wrote this album for Noble. I can't leave Justice out. So then I wrote another album called I Hope I Do It Justice. That one's just kind of about, you know, the theme of justice and doing things justice, but also continuing the thread of fatherhood and being a husband and just kind of my family life. I have some creative ideas around an album for Cyrus. That one isn't quite written yet. And we have another one coming soon. So they're keeping my creative output going. So, but yeah, I definitely need to continue that because I want to make sure they all get an album that's dedicated to them. And it's really great for me because it activates a different part of my creative expression, which as an artist, you're always looking for that inspiration. So it's been really cool to be able to channel my inspiration in that way.
I became a bit familiar with Baha'is my junior year in college. One of my roommates had a friend kind of dated for a while who was Baha'i. And so she spoke about it. So that was my first exposure to it. And of course, I had much more. And there's a local Baha'i group here in Eau Claire. We connect up, particularly through the Interfaith Prayer Service that will be happening in just a couple more days. So I'm familiar with Baha'i, but maybe a lot of our Song of the Soul listeners have little knowledge of it. Let me tell you a pittance that I know. Originated in the area known as Iran now, Persia, whatever, previously. And it was, 1800s, I think it happened?
Mid-1800s.
And the biggest idea that I have is the universality of religion. We're all the same family, I think. So how do you want to give me a grade on my rudimentary Baha'i 101?
A+. You got it.
I can say Bahula too. Okay. So
that one took you down to an A. It's Baha'u'llah, but you're close.
Baha'u'llah. That's what I meant to say. I just took a nap. Baha'u'llah.
All good. Yeah.
Say some more.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head as far as some of the central tenets and origins. I would say in terms of Because to me, like, you know, obviously we have all kinds of different knowledge that we can access in the world. So to me, the role of religion is to access the knowledge of spirituality and God and humanity and how all those things connect. And so I'd say some of the primary teachings in the Baha'i faith about that world of knowledge is that, you know, there is a God, which is, you know, kind of an important question for all of us to ponder. So that there is a God, one God, it's a, you know, creator of the heavens and the earth, and it created everything around us, and it also created us, and it created humans out of love. So it's a loving God with a loving relationship for its creation, and that it created us to know him or it or whatever you want to refer to it. It's obviously it's beyond, you know, gender, but we use words to describe it that we can understand. So we might say he, so we can understand him and love him and essentially develop this relationship. And so we all have that capacity through what we might call our soul or our spirit. Essentially, it's something that we were gifted that nothing else in our creation has the equivalent of. So, you know, we can eat and drink and survive like animals. We can grow like plants. We can, you know, have all these elements to us like minerals, but we have this thing also beyond all of those creations, which again, we might call our soul. And this is the thing in us that can ponder and recognize our creator. And so our purpose in life is really to cultivate our soul, our spirit, and to connect with our God. And so then another primary teaching is, well, how does that work, right? How do we do that? Of course, all of us can kind of ponder in our own, you know, reality and our thoughts and our mind and our heart. But then Baha'is also have this term called the covenant, which is essentially a concept to describe the way that God guides humanity. And essentially how it works is that God sends us divine messengers and has sent us divine messengers all throughout history to essentially bring his teachings to us and guide us and inform us of what, you know, he would like of us. And that a covenant is an agreement, right? So then God's side of the covenant is he will never leave us without guidance. He'll always send us these teachers and these messengers, these divine manifestations, again, whatever you want to call them, these luminary figures. But then our side of the covenant is to independently and honestly and truthfully investigate one that claims to be one of these teachers. And if we find that they truly are one based on our investigation, then our role is to then follow their teachings to the best of our ability. And so Baha'is believe that these messengers, there are numerous of them all throughout history that have come to every age, every group of people across the earth. Some of them have been lost through, you know, time in terms of just not necessarily being documented, but then others have had maybe a greater or lesser impact. But those with a greater impact and also those that have been recorded and you know, documented more intentionally have, their legacy has continued to last. So again, you know, many names that people might be familiar with, like Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Krishna, Zoroaster, and many others. But Baha'is believe that all of these messengers, they kind of come to a particular place and time to share the teachings, and God is very dynamic. So God shares teachings that are relevant and appropriate for that time and place to guide it, to heal it, to help it grow, just like any good doctor, any good teacher would do, right? You don't just universally teach or heal everyone the same way. You kind of diagnose and see what does that person need. So similarly, God looks at the peoples that these messengers are sent to and provides the necessary teachings for that time. But that all of these messengers, they refer to the previous times and they also speak about a future time. Again, it's not kind of like, okay, this is the one time that I'm going to send a messenger, but it's like, hey, this is part of a process. And so Baha'is believe that in the mid-1800s, that there was this promised one that all the great faiths, all the great messengers of the past spoke of and said, one day, you know, there will be a time where God's kingdom will come on earth. And you know, many different people pray for this time and long for this time and speak of this time, refer to this time, right? So Baha'is believe that that time is now, that Baha'u'llah is essentially the promised one that all of the faiths of the world speak of. And he came to basically bring about God's kingdom on earth and to unite humanity into one common faith, one cause. So quite a claim and quite, you know, an implication if that claim is true. So of course, Baha'is who, you know, accept this claim, then try to orient their life around those teachings. But also Baha'u'llah said that this faith should be shared only through utterance and love and not through force or violence or anything of that nature. And that we should never push our views on others, but just simply share it lovingly, that that is God's way for today.
I find it particularly interesting this happened in Iran. So therefore, Islam is what's at the lead there.
Correct.
I think it was probably kind of a universal religion at that time in Iran. I could be wrong.
There's quite a religious history in Iran, actually. Islam was definitely and still is the predominant faith there, but there is history of Christianity, Judaism, as well as Zoroastrianism. So there's quite a rich religious history. But yes, the most predominant one is Islam.
Well, I think our listeners will be interested in a lot of the background that comes in with what formed you and informs your music.
Absolutely.
And by the way, my reaction when you talked about the Bab and Baha'u'llah, I was thinking actually John the Baptist and Jesus.
Yes, that's a similar parallel as well in terms of, you know, having one come and kind of announce the coming of another.
Right. Well, with that as background, let's launch into some of your music. First of all, you're a rapper, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Are the majority of Baha'i rappers? I said that with tongue in my cheek. Okay.
No. There's some of us out there that definitely try to connect with the ones that are pursuing the art form. But I would say, yeah, the majority of Baha'i musicians probably more so lean more into maybe devotional style music, which is, I think, more common in the religious setting. But there's definitely some rappers out there, some hip hop enthusiasts who are trying to put the Baha'i teachings into a kind of a rap format. So, and that's my ultimate favorite. So I'm always encouraging more Baha'is to delve into the art form because I think it's really cool. And I think they go together so well because rap, you get to use so many more words and tell, you know, in a more elaborate story, you know?
Let's launch into some of your music. What do you want to start off with?
We could go ahead and start off with the track, I Believe. We were talking earlier before we started recording just about kind of this new project I have called Better World and some of these pillars of building a better world. And so my latest project is kind of flows in a particular way of elaborating or exploring these kind of five pillars that I have kind of built the album and in this new book I wrote around. So the first pillar is called Better Knowledge, and it just talks about how we can access this kind of divine spiritual knowledge that we were referring to earlier and kind of how that works. And so this whole concept of God sending these divine luminaries to humanity for us to kind of understand how the world works and how our spirit works is kind of the crux of the message in that song, I Believe.
Yeah.
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 I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
This one goes out to all of the believers, all of the worshipers, clergy, all the leaders, priests, bishops, yeah, all of the ministry, mullahs, rabbis, all with divinity. I can't forget about the monks and the gurus and all the common folks. This is for you too, for those who worship in a mosque or a chapel or in a synagogue, church or a cathedral, or if you pray at a vihara temple or a dome, or if you like to keep it simple and just pray at home. If you believe in God, Yahweh or Allah, or if you call it Jehovah, Dios or Brahma, or if you read from a scripture or a holy book like the Bible, the Quran or the Talmud, or if you're down with the Bhagavad Gita or the Tripitaka and its many sutras. How about the hidden words in the Book of Certitude or the many more? I know I missed a few. If you like to say Shalom or Hallelujah or Allahu Akbar, I'm talking to ya. Or if you greet with an Allahu Akbar Namaste, then open up your ears to what I am about to say. We think we have different religions, but they're really one. No matter where we get our light, it's from the same sun.
Same sun.
Yeah. No matter where we get our light, it's from the same sun. We think we have different religions, but they're really one. No matter where we get our light, it's from the same sun. You might be thinking that I'm crazy, but just wait a minute. Open your mind and let some of this information in it. Let's take a look at some of God's manifestations, an exploration into all their situations. Their main purpose was to educate humanity, to teach us about God and our spirituality. They each are perfect mirrors reflecting the light of God to help the world understand this life and the light beyond. Abraham taught us that there is just one creator, and not to worship things of this world, cause it's something greater. And Moses introduced us to the basic laws of God, to never kill, cheat, lie, loot, steal, or rob. Krishna taught us that to love God we must be devout, and that in this life what goes around it comes around. I'm talking karma, man. Buddha taught us dharma, man. Spiritual enlightenment, that's how we reach nirvana, man. Zoroaster taught us that we can't choose bad or good, that means we have free will, we decide our livelihood. And Jesus taught us that we should show others love and peace, in that if someone strikes you, you should turn the other cheek. Muhammad taught us to submit unto the will of God, and that this life's a struggle, that is what he called jihad. The Bab prepared us for the one whom God made manifest, and for this he took 750 to the chest, so that Baha'u'llah could bring God's message for today. And now the quest for global unity is underway. Yeah, yeah, and now the quest for global unity is underway.
Our guest today for Song of the Soul is Colby Jeffers. I had mentioned, by the way, Colby, that this is probably the sixth guest I've had in 21 years whose primary musical device is rap. So you're a very special person, in addition to the fact that I gave you that time to say what Baha'i is all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Appreciate it.
Well, and it's important. I'm afraid that those of us who are part of small religions, and I'm Quaker, and a lot of people think we went extinct back with the dinosaurs, but I believe puts a lot of information in out there so that people really understand where this all comes from. I'm thinking that probably leads us to another song. Would you like to share one right away?
Yeah, so the next kind of pillar is Better Principles. And so the song I share on Better Principles is a song called Change the World, which, interestingly, was actually the first song I ever wrote way back in 2012, got released in 2013. And this newer version is kind of a remixed version of it. But at the core of it, it's just this idea that we all have this potential and also this responsibility to contribute to the betterment of the world. And when we all tap into it and we kind of have this collective mission to bring about a better world, our power is infinitely stronger. And so it's really just all about, yeah, how can we all make a difference?
Our guest is Colby Jeffers. His website is colbyjeffers.com. Any question on spelling, come via northernspiritradio.org. This is Change the World from back in 2013.
Yeah, the original in 2013, and I think the remix came out 2025.
Here it is, Change the World.
Change the world. I woke up this morning with a dream to change the world. Just wanna bring a smile to every boy and every girl. I can't do it by myself, on my own and all alone. The world needs changing now, so let's all get in the zone. Every woman, every man, come and join me, lend a hand. It's time to step it up and lead our truth into the promise and the golden age of unity, freedom and equality. Peace on earth is possible, just need a new mentality. So open up your heart and open up your mind. Open up your spirit and guess what you will find. Instead of us versus them, always focused on the enemy. You'll see that your enemy is just like you and me. The world is one country, mankind and citizens. Time to come together, y'all, all 7 billion. Turn war into peace. Turn hate into love, turn your frown into a smile. Go give somebody a hug. Cause I can, you can. We can change the world. I can, you can. We can change the world. I can, you can. We can change the world. I can, you can. We can change the world.
Do unto others as you'd have done to you. Change in the world starts with a golden rule. We gotta celebrate diversity and show love universally. Cause everyone on earth is part of one community. Black, white, red, tan, rich, poor, woman, man, atheist, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Baha'i, Buddhist, Sikh, or Hindu. What if you were judged for the language that you spoke? What kind of feelings do you think it would evoke to be badonkas of your race to face religious persecution? Time to rid the world of prejudice and start a revolution. Talking no more hunger, no more pain, no more violence and no more slaves, no more hatred and no more greed, no more homeless or broken families, no more pollution, no more disease, no more corruption, no more poverty, no more discrimination. Kids need an education, gotta give hope to the up-and-coming generation. Look towards the future, and forget about our sins. Take a moment to reflect, cause the power is within. Hey, I can, you can. We can change the world. I can, you can. We can change the world. I can, you can. We can change the world. I can, you can. We can change the world.
I'm imagining that all you Song of the Soul listeners are learning a lot this week. I think the amount of words that one can put out in rap vast exceeds what most songs do. A lot of poetry is the fewer the words, the better your poetry is. I was a speech communications major at college and a few other things too. I got used to the power of words, but then I went in the Quaker direction, which is fewer words. And I noticed some mention of things like meditation. Is that a Baha'i thing too? Is that just one of the many things in the world that one can do?
Yeah, meditation is definitely something that is emphasized in the Baha'i writings, maybe not in the kind of the same way as in other faiths, like for example, maybe in the Buddhist faith, where there's a particular emphasis on certain aspects of meditation. But I would say, yeah, in the Baha'i perspective, meditation is often meant to be as a way to almost, you know, one way I personally like to think of it is that prayer is one speaking to its creator or God, and that meditation is kind of a way to listen. And so it's kind of a part of the communicative process with one's maker. And so meditation from a Baha'i perspective is maybe rather than trying to just be fully empty, it's like being empty so that you can receive that divine inspiration. So like, for example, in my personal practice of prayer and meditation, it might look like in the morning I offer a prayer and then I just sit for, 10, 30 seconds and just kind of see what type of inspiration I get, particularly if I have something I'm focusing on. And, normally something comes into my mind or spirit and I can kind of tell when it feels like, okay, that felt divinely inspired, and just kind of sit with that and then try to move with it, act on it. So yeah, to me, that's what meditation looks like, is it's just listening for divine inspiration.
Why do you think it's possible to sit for 30 seconds in silence when you've got three kids with the fourth one arriving in a couple weeks?
Well, 30 seconds on a good day, sometimes it might be. Yeah. Right? No, it can be. So, we have our good days and our not so good days, but we try to have the trajectory be going upward. But I mean, yeah, it should probably be longer. So sometimes it's as short as 1 second. I try to get as much as I can.
Folks, we are speaking with Colby Jeffers, ColbyJeffers.com. I want to make sure you're listening to Song of the Soul. We originate right from here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Colby's over in Arizona. That's where
Phoenix, Arizona.
And there's a lot more information you can find if you go to ColbyJeffers.com. Of course, I have links to all of my guests from the past 21 years on NorthernSpiritRadio.org. Follow them, listen to them. I think you'll find most of them are evergreen in nature, that we're trying to dive deep. We're trying to talk about that, which is really important. And so it's still of value 21 years later. So please take a listen. Leave comments when you visit. We love hearing from you. Two-way communication is the best. There's also the list of something like 38 stations nationwide that carry my programs. So please follow that list from my website. And if you've got a local station that's not carrying Northern Spirit Radio programs, either Song of the Soul or Spirit in Action, you might drop an idea in their ear and see if they'd be willing to carry it. They're free to them. Community radio stations all over. Just look at it on the website. Please support those community radio stations. Alternative sources of information, alternative news and music sources are so important in a country that at this point is more and more centralized, controlled by billionaires. And we need stuff that's controlled by people. So please support them. And of course, you can support Nerd and Spirit Radio on our website as well. And let's go into some more songs. I'm afraid we're going to run out of time, Colby. Let's do it.
Sorry.
Where do we go?
I'm real
next?
Long-winded.
Oh, really? You're a rapper. You're long-winded. How could that happen?
All right. Oh, yeah, I was actually just looking up the average number real quick. Average number of words per song. Pop is about 150 to 300. EDM, 80 to 180. But then hip-hop and rap, you got 400 to 900 total words. So you get to say a lot more. So maybe that's why I picked this genre. I got a lot to say. So the next pillar is better creativity, and that's all about just using our creativity for good, really. And there's this really beautiful teaching in the Baha'i Faith that basically talks about the word create. Actually, it stems from one of the names of God, the Creator. So when we create something, we're actually reflecting one of the attributes of God, similar to when we love or forgive or show generosity, we're reflecting the all-loving, the all-forgiving, the all-generous. When we create something, we reflect our Creator. And so it's a divine act. But of course, like any tool in the world, we can use it for good or for bad. And so better creativity is really all about using our creativity to uplift, to inspire, to share truth, to educate. Yeah, so I got a couple songs on the pillar of better creativity. The first one is called New World, and it's kind of just this idea of trying to build the world anew. So I kind of had that original song, Change the World. But yeah, this idea of changing the world is really, when you're using creativity, you're trying to bring something new to life. That's kind of what create means. And so really, this world that we're trying to change, we're actually trying to build it into something new, something that the world and humanity has never seen before. And to me, that's a twofold process of letting go of the old, especially the things that no longer serve us or that are holding us back, and then integrating new ways of thinking, new systems, new structures, new ways of being that uplift us, that unite us, and really that ultimately help all to live out their purpose of developing their own talents and hopefully using them to contribute to the betterment of their communities and of society.
And that's why we're listening to Colby Jeffers' song, New World.
Do we need hate? Leave it. Should we take time to meditate? Need it. What about all the prejudice?
Leave it.
Universal love, is it relevant?
Need it.
People only think about themselves?
Leave it.
Taking time to help a brother out?
Need it.
Every system built on white supremacy?
Leave it.
Recognize all oneness as the remedy?
Need it.
School to prison pipeline?
Leave it.
School to educate bright minds?
Need it.
I can't do it?
Leave it.
Make a dream, then go and pursue it?
Need it.
Greedy chasing money every day?
Leave it.
Work hard, make a living wage?
Need it.
Fresh beats, filthy lyrics?
Leave it.
Music that is lifting up my spirit?
Need it.
You know what they say? Out with the old, in with the new.
Let's go.
It is a new day. We're breaking the mold. I thought that you knew.
Let them know.
Building that new world.
Up.
Leaving that old world.
What?
Building that new world.
Up.
Leaving that old world.
Yup.
New world, new world.
Need it.
Old world, old
Leave
world.
It.
New world, new
Need
world.
Need it.
Old world, old
Leave
world.
It.
Always trying to fight?
Leave it.
Teaching kids to always do what's right?
Need it.
$1 trillion student loan debt?
Leave it.
Take charge, educate your own head?
Need it.
Police brutality?
Leave it.
Legal system guided by morality?
Need it.
Hospital visit got you bankrupt?
Leave it.
Plant-based eating got your health up?
Need it.
Isolated feeling all alone?
Leave it.
True friends I can lean on?
Need it.
Division?
Leave it.
Unity, world embracing vision?
Need it.
I'm better than you?
Leave it.
How can I help you?
Need it.
Forget God, no need to pray?
Leave it.
Feed my soul praying every day?
Need it.
You know what they say? Out with the old, in with the new.
Let's go.
It is a new day. We're breaking the mold. I thought that you knew.
Let them know.
Building that new world.
Up.
Leaving that old world.
What?
Building that new world.
Up.
Leaving that old world.
Yup.
New world, new world.
Need it.
Old world, old
Leave
world.
Leave it.
New world, new world.
Need it.
Old world, old
Leave
world.
It.
That was song 3 from Colby Jeffers, shared today for Song of the Soul. Remember, via NortonSpiritRadio.org, you'll find a link to ColbyJeffers.com and a lot more information that we'll be linking. I'll link also some information so you can check out Baha'i directly. So, New World was that song, and the format that you used for that song, Need It, Leave It, and you've got some information about how that you had heard someone else doing something like that. When I was first listening to your song, before reading any of the words notes, I wasn't sure what the second phrase was. So Leave It, I heard, but Need It wasn't quite as clear to me, but it didn't sound exactly okay. Like Leave It, so I was confused a little bit.
Okay.
There was
the
clearly
power of being
two
able
different
to read
things.
The lyrics.
Yeah, and of course, you've got to take into account I've got 72-year-old ears, so maybe that's also part of the effect. Do you get your audiences involved in the Need It, Leave It, or how do you do this with yourself there?
So that song, as you said, it was inspired by, there's a song by E-40, who's this Bay Area legendary rapper who had this song called Choices, where he basically goes back and forth and says nope and yep. And I thought, wow, what a creative idea, you know? And so again, with creativity, you get inspired and then you think, okay, how could I do something like that? You know, so I kind of made my own version of it via New World. And yeah, it has been a really fun framework because it's so simple and it's very accessible. So actually, when I do my concerts, I have this concert called the Better World Concert that I've been touring around the country over the last couple of years. And somewhere in the middle, someone had suggested, why don't you do like a rap workshop where people can write their own Need It and Leave It. So I said, oh, that's kind of a cool idea. And so I tried it out. And the crowd loved it, you know, so I do that oftentimes. If there's time, I'll set aside maybe 15 minutes in the middle of the show and I'll have people write their own Leave It and Need It. So one thing that the world's got to leave behind, one thing we need for a better world. And then I'll throw the beat on and they'll just have their chance to rap over the beat and then have the whole crowd respond, you know, Leave It, Need It. So it's really fun. It's kind of engaging way of thinking about this idea of what are the things we want to leave behind and what are the things that we want to integrate. Even my kids, when I was writing that song, they thought it was such a cool idea. And it became kind of something in our family where, you know, I'd say something like, you know, leaving your room a mess, you know, they'd roll their eyes at me, Leave It, you know, cleaning your room, Need It, you know. So it's I think it's just really at the end of the day, it's kind of just a template for looking at morality, what is right, what is wrong, and identifying those things.
Do you get arguments?
You know, for the most part, I think a lot of people, once they frame it, and you know, there, I think there's right and wrong is one of those things where I think a lot of things are very clear, but then of course there's a lot of gray. And so in the settings I'm in, it tends to be focusing on the things that are clear. And so it doesn't tend to bring up a lot of arguments, but I could see that happening if one wanted to be a little mischievous. Occasionally there are things that people will share and we're kind of like, is that a need it or a leave it? But most people tend to pick the stuff that's pretty clear.
Well, let's go on to some more of your music. We want to get as much in as possible. I'm quite sure that we will have both a performance version of the song and an uncut version on our podcast version. So please, what do we share next?
So yeah, the next song continues on the theme of better creativity. This one's called I Hope I Do It Justice. Kind of referred to this one earlier. And this one's really just about using my creative talents, not only as a rapper, but also in the many roles that I'm passionate about. So for me, those include my role as a husband, I should say first. I've been married for 13 years to my amazing wife, Mallory. As a father, I have 3 children, 1 more on the way, and doing my best to be a good dad. Of course, as a rapper, but also as a member of my Baha'i faith community, and overall just as a change maker in the world, in my country, and in this world. So doing it justice to me means doing it with excellence and doing it authentically and doing it in a way that uses my talents and my gifts in order to uplift and inspire the lives of others. And so, yeah, that's what this song, I Hope I Do It Justice, is all about.
Justice. I hope I do it justice. Justice. I hope I do it justice.
I grew up privileged in the social system. Now I see that, but at first I missed it. I don't want to be another white passing man, sitting on the sidelines, want to take a stand, help dismantle all of the oppression. See, when we've all become one, we've won. That's 11 that'll lift up humanity. Use my voice to change a world to heaven, that's my dream. Blessed with a great woman, that's my wife. She brought me back to God to waken up my spirit, save my life. Then I found my calling working with the kids and the youth to help them mine their gems as a gift. Now I got 3 of my own. Lead them down the right path, that's my noble goal. To sacrifice my selfish ways and show them all what love is. I hope I do it justice. Only get one life to live, so I'm trying to give all that I got to give before it's time to meet God and I'm brought to Him. I hope I do it justice. Yeah, 'cause God's the only one that can judge my life, but He also knows I know what is wrong from right. You judge a lamp by how bright it shines a light. I hope I do it justice. Yeah, they say it is easier said than done. It's not words but deeds for which we will be judged. I'll never be perfect, but I gotta bring myself to account on the daily to amount to why God made me. Too often I got my eye on my apple instead of the apples of my eye. Outsmarted by my phone, I think I really need to monitor my screen time. I keep yelling at my kids to stop yelling, be more patient. I impatiently tell them nothing humbles me like being a father. That's a blessing, and I hope I do it justice. A true father is an educator. Family comes first, no responsibility is greater than teaching you right from wrong and how to worship our Creator. I hope I do it justice. Only get one life to live, so I'm trying to give all that I got to give before it's time to meet God and I'm brought to Him. I hope I do it justice. Yeah, 'cause God's the only one that can judge my life, but He also knows I know what is wrong from right. You judge a lamp by how bright it shines a light. I hope I do it justice. Yeah, so many greats in the past, in the present of hip-hop. I'm studying and learning from the legends of lyricism and flow, rhymes and rhythms, and the originality it takes to captivate your soul, bring authenticity. Use similes and imagery, like birthing new ideas in your mind with my delivery. And when I rap, it's coming from my soul, I do it spiritually, yeah. I hope I do it justice. So many greats in the past, in the present of the faith of Baha'u'llah to bring me inspiration. Yeah, but how will I live up to all the lofty expectations of sacrifice and selflessly serving? That is the station of a true Baha'i. And if I am being honest with you, well, mine feels infinitely distant from my true design. May God help me improve my shine. I hope I do it justice. Only get one life to live, so I'm trying to give all that I got to give before it's time to meet God and I'm brought to Him. I hope I do it justice. Yeah, 'cause God's the only one that can judge my life, but He also knows I know what is wrong from right. You judge a lamp by how bright it shines a light. I hope I do it justice. Yeah, I hope I do it justice. It is everything in this life. It's being a husband, a father, an artist, an agent of positive change, a Baha'i, a child of God, all of it. I'm just trying to be a good human being while I'm on this earth. I hope I do it justice. Yeah.
I hope we all can say that. The title of that song, I Hope I Do It Justice. I think that it's regretful that some people don't do that. They leave it to others. I'm thinking that maybe Baha'i, that in those religious circles, it's more of inclusion. It's less of hand it over to the clergy. And so I think you're maybe learning to do it more like that. Of course, I'm very used to that in Quaker circles, that I neither want to give away my power or my responsibility to someone else. I need to do the work. In that song, by the way, you mention that your wife kind of brought you back to faith. How did that work out? I was very curious when I heard that.
Well, okay, so that's an interesting story. Like I mentioned earlier, around 2010, which was like my early 20s, I was going through this kind of quarter-life reflective period. And after some, you know, various things that occurred and reflections I had, I decided to do a year of service with AmeriCorps, which is kind of like a domestic version of Peace Corps. And that's where I met Mallory. And at that time, I would say I would identified as a Baha'i, but I was not very actively kind of implementing the teachings. I wasn't much of a protagonist, if you will, in doing justice with those teachings. And so, you know, we met, and she was honestly the first, like, very spiritual friend that I ever had in my life. And she kind of reawakened these seeds that were in my soul. And she asked me lots of questions. She asked me, you know, what's your religion? And what do you believe in? And do you believe in God? What do you think happens after we die? You know, these very important questions that are just not, you know, typically talked about with friends, oddly enough, you know, even though they are so important. And so that kind of made me start exploring some of these questions and going, turning back to both the Baha'i teachings as well as just scripture in general across the various faiths. Yeah. And then for her, you know, she came from a Christian background and really loved the, you know, teachings of Jesus, of course, and was part of various Christian groups. And so we would kind of exchange different things. And eventually we did some study together. There's this institute process in the Baha'i faith called the Ruhi Institute. It's a series of books that are essentially meant to help you gain spiritual insight, but also help you apply them in service, you know, to actually contribute something to the world. And so we did some of these books together. And after her studies of that, she became more interested in the Baha'i faith as a religion and kind of started asking lots of questions. And for her, she really loved the idea that all of these faiths connect and that to accept Baha'u'llah does not mean that you reject Jesus. It just means that you also accept Baha'u'llah. And it's almost like you're building on something as opposed to converting to something or switching. So for her, that led her to eventually embrace Baha'u'llah and the Baha'i faith kind of early on in our relationship, which was really beautiful to me because it wasn't something like, well, here, you become my faith because that makes it easier. I'll become your faith. It was like her own journey kind of connected to mine, but not dependent upon mine. And so I feel like that sharing was able to kind of guide her on her faith. But like I say in the song, it really brought me back to what I had known, but then allowed me to then live it out for myself, but also alongside her. And now that we're married and, you know, have a family, it's just been honestly the biggest blessing of my life was meeting her and the effect it had on the trajectory of my life. So yeah, that's kind of the story behind that lyric.
Beautiful story. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to rush you right into another song. I know there's three more we want to get into here, and I think we're going to another of the pillars.
Correct. Yeah. So the next pillar, the fourth pillar of the Better World framework is Better Movement. The idea behind that is kind of what we've been saying, action. Action is what creates change and creates transformation. But another meaning for the word movement is to be part of a collective. When you're part of a movement, it's not just you. You're with others and you have a shared vision, shared goals. You're taking action together. And so the song that I share on this pillar is called So Powerful. And it's inspired by one of my all-time favorite quotes in the Baha'i writings, probably one of the most well-known, where Baha'u'llah said, "So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth." And if you ask Baha'is, you know, if you said, boil down your Baha'i faith down to one word, you know, what would it be? And there might be different words. Someone might say oneness, but unity is, I think, one of the more common answers to that. And really so much of what the Baha'is are trying to do is trying to create unity in the world amongst different groups and, you know, really share that we're all one and put that into practice. So this song is really all about that teaching that, like it says, so powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth.
So powerful. And again, Colby Jeffers is here, and we're talking about that which is powerful, and his song is So Powerful.
So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth.
The whole earth.
Yeah, so powerful is the light of unity illuminate the whole earth.
We live in dark times, we need some sunshine. Things are falling apart, I think I know why. I've got this jewel of truth and it is sublime, but it is not mine, this gem is divine. We're looking down low instead of up high. So many don't know, they have been deprived, they have been kept blind. So let me supply the revelation that I found. I hope that you find all the dissension, all of the world's strife, all the contention afflicting mankind. The root cause of it all is our disunity. Listen to this phrase that just sums it up so beautifully. So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. Yeah, so powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth again. So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. Yeah, so powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. The world is diverse, so many people. We may be different, but we're all equal. So many races and nationalities, but we're all human, that's our commonality. So many beliefs and different opinions, but there's only one God, only one religion. Reveal that different times and different places, the situation determine the revelation. That's why there's different laws and different systems, all kinds of customs and different traditions, but they came from one source, rays of one light. And when we see this, the world will become so bright. So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. Yeah, so powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth again. So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. Yeah, so powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. Feels like we've never been more divided, but never been more united. I guess we're all just deciding which side of history we want to be on. 2020, the worst year in a while, but really helping us to see what we've been missing. Clearing up our vision, took a virus to show us how sick of a system we live in. A torrent of brutal murders of black lives, captured by the lens of a camera to let the light shine through the pupil of the eye, to help the rest of us see, most especially the whites. You can take it from me, racism, white supremacy, the true enemy. So lock arms, every line, feel the power of the unity. Yeah, feel the power of the unity. Yeah, feel the power of the unity. And lock arms, every line, feel the power of the unity. So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. Yeah, so powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth again. So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth. Yeah, so powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole earth.
Our guest today is Colby Jeffers, website colbyjeffers.com. Any question, come via northernspiritradio.org. That song was so powerful. And we're walking also through the pillars that related to his Baha'i background. Your project, the whole Better World Project, how much is this a Baha'i framework? How much of it is a Colby Jeffers framework? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're injecting something there.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, this framework is certainly inspired by my understanding of the Baha'i teachings, but in no way is this a Baha'i framework or an authoritatively, you know, this is all just independent, individual kind of way of presenting some of my understandings of some of my favorite teachings and just my own experiences. So yeah, the Better World framework in these five pillars is all just my own thoughts and ideas. And it really came about, honestly, from just doing these concerts. I started doing music full-time at the end of 2023, early 2024, and I started doing some concerts and was presenting my songs. And kind of as I was doing them, I thought, how can I present this in a little bit better way? And I had the Better World idea initially, but I wasn't presenting it as pillars. I didn't really have a framework. And as I was presenting the songs, I would kind of reflect after each show and kind of the ideas I was sharing. And then one day I just kind of sat down, maybe 10 or 20 concerts in, because I was like, yeah, I'm talking about, you know, knowledge. I'm talking about principles. I'm talking about creativity and action and these things. And then I just put the word better. I was like, better world. Well, what about better knowledge, better principles? And then it just kind of, it felt like the stars aligning, like something got activated. It was like, yes, it all just made sense. So then I kind of just took that into the concerts and it just flowed in a really magical way. And a lot of people really would come, oh, I love those five pillars. So then it kind of got put into this album, honestly. Like, the album came after the concert series. And then people were suggesting, you really should put this into a book, you know? So then, I don't know, a year and a half into it, I decided, yeah, let me write a book. So I wrote this book called Building a Better World that was kind of inspired also by these ideas that came about through the concert series. So, but yeah, all just an independent individual initiative as a way of presenting some of these teachings and ideas in a way that is kind of easy to digest and helpful to reflect on.
Again, that song was so powerful, and it was released 2017. Wisdom? Tell me about Wisdom.
Yeah. So the song was originally on the Wisdom. It's spelled Wisdom, but I call it Wisdom. It's just kind of a cool way of spelling it, hip-hop style. But yeah, that was my first debut album. I did the album with Awu, Change the World, and then Wisdom was a few years after, where it was kind of like, you know, I did this fun project with Awu, and then it was like, all right, was that just going to be like a one-off thing in my life? Or it's like, you know, cool, look, I got an album I did, or am I going to keep pursuing this thing? And a lot of people just really encouraged me to keep going with it. So I kind of kept writing songs, you know, here and there. And then, yeah, then I had, you know, 10, 15 songs I'd written and thought, okay, let's put this all into a project. And I was like, what do I call it? And the word Wisdom was really just kind of speaking to me. I wanted to call it Wisdom, but then in hip hop, you know, there's all these cool ways of using slang and, you know, changing things up and turning things on their head. So I thought, you know, okay, Wisdom, I was thinking about the word and I thought about how magical it is. So I wanted to make it Wiz, W-I-Z, like a wizard. And also how the words and the style that I was trying to deliver was one that was very educative and intellectual. So then dome is another kind of a slang word for one's mind or brain. So I decided to spell it out, Wisdom. But yeah, ultimately, it's just about sharing wisdom with humanity. And but yeah, that was my first solo project. And so it's a special one. And I had this song on there called Light of Unity, where I kind of repurposed on this new project, Better World, where I take those same verses, but did a remixed version of the song with an added third verse to it as well.
Again, we're trying to rush somewhat through something that shouldn't be rushed. I really don't like doing that, but sometimes you gotta. It's like when you impatiently tell your kids to be patient.
That's right. Yep, you remember that lyric, huh?
Yeah, of course. And part of what I love to do as part of Song of the Soul is to make sure I take the time to sit and listen deeply. But there's so many words that come out of your mouth so quickly. I'm just wondering if there is a single tongue twister that you cannot do immaculately. I figure it's a requirement that you be able to do that. She sells seashells on the seashore, etc.
That's right. Definitely got to practice those tongue twisters and that. Yeah, the rapid fire rap actually is pretty challenging. Like to do, I don't know how familiar you are with like counting and stuff like that with different measures, but typically, you know, in early rap days, you'd only do up to 16 syllables in a bar, but some rappers are doing up to 32 and just insane speed. So I've delved into that a little bit. Actually, Wisdom was the first project I did that, and just in very short bursts. That's still something I only kind of can dabble with. I'm definitely not a pro, the fast rap style. But yeah, always trying to have my mouth and tongue and ability to rap in different ways, continuing to grow and evolve the craft for sure.
Well, let's go on to some more of your music and get a couple more pillars built too.
This last song is still on the concept of Better Power Source. So this last song, Free, is still on the fifth pillar, Better Power Source. And it's kind of the closing track I normally perform at my Better World concerts. And essentially, it's just about this idea of seeking freedom, spiritual freedom. And to me, when you are, I use this analogy during the concerts of like, how does it feel when you're at 1% battery on your phone and there's no charger in sight? You know, and it's like a lot of people share, oh, it's anxiety, stress, etc. And then how does it feel when you're plugged in to that power source? And it's like, relief. I don't have to think about it anymore. And so to me, very similarly, like on a spiritual level, when we are disconnected from this higher power source, it can feel like that. Yeah, like we're trying to just manage everything on our own. Everything's on our shoulders, and how stressful that can feel, especially when you're trying to contribute to the betterment of the world and change the world. It's not an easy thing to do. You know, the world is a tough place. But when you're tapped into this better power source and you give it to this higher power source and you're more of just a channel for that energy, it's still not easy, but it's a lot more freeing in my experience. And so the song kind of explores this idea of that freedom. And then to me, that naturally lended itself also to the concept of peace, which I think is something we're all seeking out as well in our life, is we want, you know, inner peace, but then it can extend out to, you know, peace with others and peace in our communities, peace as a nation, and of course, peace for the world, you know, something I think that many people would love and yearn to see. And so the second verse kind of explores this idea of peace. And actually, there's several lines in the second verse that are kind of acronyms for the word peace, for these different levels of peace. So kind of P-E-A-C-E, it kind of gets spelled out lyrically. So yeah, so the song's kind of just about freedom, peace, and ultimately when we tap into this better power source, this divine energy flowing through us, it's such a liberating feeling.
We're going to end with this last song from Colby Jeffers. I wanted to mention that the name Colby Cheese, originated in Colby, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
I'm in Wisconsin. I just want you to know that you are connected by this Wisconsin cheesehead.
I love it. I love it. I have a lot of my Jeffers roots are in that part of the country, and I do have family over in Wisconsin. I've never been myself, but actually, no, I think I have been maybe once, but I have not yet done a Better World concert there. I've hit about 30 states so far, but Wisconsin is on my wish list. So God willing, I'll be able to visit and maybe even attend and stop through, have a little pilgrimage in Colby, Wisconsin.
Well, I hope so too. And again, you're going to be able to find Colby's schedule on ColbyJeffers.com, linked on NortonSpiritRadio.org. We're going out with one last song. It's from his release back in 2021, Created Noble. I hope you enjoy this, and I'll have a link for the video there as well so you can see him in motion, which I think is a rich way to experience his music as well. We end up with Free. Thanks so much for joining me, Colby.
Thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate you.
And off we go to Free. Follow the link on NortonSpiritRadio.org to Colby Jeffers. We'll see you next week for Song of the Soul. But in the meantime, folks, stay free.
Yo. All right, so check this out. Yo, when I say be, you say free. Be
free.
Be
free.
And when I say think, you say peace. Think.
Peace.
Think.
Peace.
F to the R to the double E. There's a ton of these troubles that we got hovering like a cloud. You serious? Nope. Cumulonimbus, so hand me my umbrella, please. That's a clear mind, clear soul to cover me from the rain and the thundering. Shut all these bad energies, train my brain, that's my shuttle, the peace. Look down at the puddle and see the subtle reflection of the sun funneling one ray of light up to my eyes. That's hope. As I float, as I fly over what is bugging me, took a sting from the bumbles and they humble me. So I flee, then I'm humbly praying like a mantis, stand with strength through the suffering, overcome all the struggles under me, and I'm free. So when I say be, you say free. Be
free.
Be
free.
When I say think, you say peace. Think.
Peace.
Think.
Peace.
When I say be, you say free. If I want it for the world, gotta feel it inside of me. Positive energy activates constant elevation of individuals all the way to nations. Purifying every action completely of ego. Practice empathy, acceptance, compassion. That's the ethos. Purposefully engage all the community entirely. Produce expressions of art that cause enlightenment. Protect the environment. Actively conserve the earth. People everywhere are created equal across the world. With peace, there's prosperity. Peace needs solidarity. Peace, it's the dream. It's the end and the means. Yeah, peace. You can teach it, you can make it, you can build it. Peace. You can learn it, you can add it to your skill set. Peace. From the west to the east, all of the war can just cease. Spiritual powers released. Now that's peace. So when I say be, you say free. Be
free.
Be
free.
When I say think, you say peace. Think.
Peace.
Think.
Peace.
When I say be, you say free. When I remember who I was created to be, break loose from the chains, that's free. Release from the prison of self, I become a pure channel of the divine, that's freedom. One day, these ruinous wars shall cease to make way for the most great peace. When the whole world all becomes one, the most great peace shall come. Now when I say be, you say free. Be
free.
Be
free.
When I say think, you say peace. Think. Think.
Peace.
When I say be, you say free. Be
free.
Be
free.
When I say think,
The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.